from there to tomorrow. We can take our seats if you want to.
That's right.
You don't have to. So I just want to give a quick shout out, real quick. And you know, we've been doing our 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. meetings in the session and Thanksgiving. And you know, we have 3 to 5, but we don't always stay to 5. Sometimes we out of there at 4. Sometimes we out of there at 4 and 11. But you know, God just put us in a position, or putting us in a position, that He can set us up to prosper. And it's a blessing that we can sacrifice the way we have been. It's not easy. I know it's not easy, but we want to get ahead of the game. And because sometimes we got so used to and accustomed, just okay, I'm attend church and I'm gonna do Bible study, but we never get used to doing something uncommon like get up in the wee hours of the day. That, you know, can I tell you something? That's the most pivotal time that you can pray.
Amen.
That you could get through the airwaves of the heavens. People don't realize there's secrets in the 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. That's what you would call the fourth watch.
Yes.
I don't know what that noise is. So if you realize when you get into those times of the day, you got to realize everyone's usually asleep. And so you can take advantage of certain things when it's real quiet. And we don't realize there's certain principles that we just didn't pick up when we were growing up in the church. They didn't really tell us about the fourth watch. Only thing we knew about the fourth watch is when Jesus went over into the ocean and the storm was going on, and the people thought they was going to die because they was out in the middle. And then He showed up on the fourth watch.
Yes, He did.
And so they cried out, and then He come appearing. And it's a celestial form. I mean, God, He's awesome.
Yes.
Certain things do happen in the fourth watch. He showed up on the fourth watch when they was in trouble. Now, you got to think about these were fishermen. They knew how to do what they did. But their occupation didn't work in the fourth watch. And we don't realize sometimes, even what you're great at doing, your experience, some things just ain't going to work.
Mm.
When you're in the heat of the battle. And so it was a reason Jesus told him, He said, going on to the other side, I need you. Because He already knew what they was going to experience. They experienced a storm that was out of the norm. That's why we got to get into praise. That's out of the norm. That's why we got to get into thanksgiving. That's out of the norm.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. When you get into an uncommon praise, you get an uncommon blessings. And that's just the truth of the matter. That is not... It's almost like, can I say it this way? It's like time sensitive, especially right now in the time we're living in, and so many things that's going on. I mean, it's important that we get ahead of the game. And so oftentimes we look at our favorite teams, we don't know how well they're practicing. They're in the trenches, they're sweating, they're going through certain things. The coaches are beating them up, telling them, tearing them down, and then building them back up. Because when we see them fighting in a real sport, we got to know. There are certain things that's going behind the scenes. And so this is what we do. Because we know what we are believing God for. All of you know there's no secret. We are trying to move forward.
Yes, Lord.
And so in order for us to do that as one army, God is like, I'm going to see how these people come together.
Amen.
Because if you look at in the Genesis, when the Tower of Babel, they built the city. But God says, because of the fact of why they was doing it, I'm going to break their languages up. I'm going to put a variance between their languages. So He broke their languages. That's why we got English and Spanish and different types of languages. But what they did do, here's the principle. They came together.
Yes, sir.
And they built. And they were unified. And so that's why they were able to grow the way they did. They built a tower so much so they were trying to reach the heavens.
Yes.
Can you imagine what we'll do if we just get together and be on one accord, be lockstep with God? God said, I can do anything. If I could just get a group of people, He says, I don't need 1,000 people. I just need a few. 2 or 3 touching the green. Then I'll be in the midst of it. And so this is what we're doing. We're in the battle of our life, whether you know it or not, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your business, whatever you do, we're in the battle right now. And so this is a time that behooves you to learn how to fight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And you cannot fight with just guns and knives.
Yes.
You can't fight cussing folk out. That is not going to work. But we said, the word says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but is mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. So sometimes you got to get in the spirit realm to pull some strongholds down. Because we know sometimes we are defenseless. And the enemy says, God, what you going to do now? Now I'm going to use this word.
Yes.
I'm going to use this sword. I'm going to take the S down. Let me drop the S. I'm going to use this word.
Amen.
God Almighty. Because this word, man, I'm telling you, it appears. It'll separate darkness from light.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Bone from mouth. Let's turn to John quickly. We got a little time today.
I at
least been extended to 1 o'clock. We're going to take it up, too, because we paid for it.
Praise God.
Amen. Going to get free, man. I'm telling you, get free. Yeah. You know, so anyway, I want to thank God, a lot of you guys, and y'all know who you are. I don't want to go into name, but you know, y'all been participating, trying to find locations for us. Myself and Brother SG went out yesterday. We looked at locations, and none of them just hit our spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you know, we're not going to rush. We can give God 29 more days.
Mm-hmm.
He did it in 3. Sure enough, we can do it 29.
Yeah. Amen.
If he can do it in 72 hours, what he can do in 29? Right? Come on, man. It take him all day to do what he needs to do. It don't take long for the angels to come down here and do something.
Yeah.
We got angels already praising God right now in the heavens. 24 to be exact. Saying holy. All we need to do is come into agreement with a service that's already in progress. Holy. Come on, man. I want to get in the front. I'm looking for people who ain't dead.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. I'm going to lock and step. You know what, man? I know when those of you I know in the world, when we do that electric slide, everybody moves in sequence.
Yeah,
nobody misses a step. No. In fact, you look to the right and you just make sure you ain't stepped on nobody's feet. That's the way we ought to move when we in the spirit. Right?
Yes.
So I had to get a little comment so people can relate to that word. Oh, I know that one. Yeah, Pastor, I got you on that one. But that's the same way you used to apply the principles in the word. Let's go ahead, John. Let's go ahead. Let me start at the 4th chapter. And to be honest with you, y'all know, sometimes I just don't know which way I'm going to go. But we know God's word. Let me start off at the 15th verse. I think we start.
Yes, sir.
I don't have quite of a title for this message as of yet, but it'll get. Let us start at the 15th verse. Can we stand for the reading of God's word? It's just a matter of respect and the presence of the Lord. Let us read in unison. I love this right now. Let us read verse 15 again. I know some of you have different translations, but I'm reading out of the New King James Version. I'm going to give you some time to get there. John chapter 4, verse 15. Let us read together. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to trouble." Jesus said unto her, "Go, call your husband and come here." Verse 17. The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had 5 husbands, and the one whom you with now is not your husband." And that's what he spoke truth. Oh, you have to take your seats. Women, I'm not going to shake on you. Don't worry. This is not to highlight any woman. This is not a woman's message. But what I do want to call this message a divine appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I say I shift the gears because I know you'll say, "Oh, I see you get ready to hit the woman." I'm not touching you. You know, this is a divine appointment. And the reason why it was a divine appointment is because she didn't know the appointment exists. And so think about this. On typical days, when we know we got an appointment, it's usually on our calendar in life. We know what to expect. This woman did not have this invitation, this encounter on her calendar. She was minding her own business. In fact, she was a Samaritan woman. And what she wanted to do was go to the well to draw water. Now, I'm going to have to say this, and we'll probably get to this, but the type of day that she went to, it was the heat of the day. And the reason why she went that time of the day is because she was the one that people was trying to avoid because she was laying around with other people's husbands.
Mm.
So nobody wanted to gather Nobody wanted to be around her. So she went in the 12th day. Typically, when you go out to do that type of work, you want to go right before the sun stops cheating in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she went in noonday. And so there was this whole reason. It's because, let's read here verse 2 in John chapter 4. I'm going to kind of teach you a little bit, so I'll give a little foundation here. Let me go to verse 3. He left Judea, talking about Jesus, and departed again to Galilee. He left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being buried from his journey, sat thus by the well, and it was about the what? Sixth hour. So those of you who don't know, the 6 hour is 12 noon. So typically, Jesus was already in Galilee. But he went back because his need was to go through. Now, let me give you a little content here, because the back end was the Jews did not get along with the Samaritans. In fact, let me even use another word. They hated. In other words, they didn't get along. In other words, there was prejudice. And so there was no need for them to be able to be in the same room with one another. And so Jesus, he went back to Galilee because that was his way to get through Galilee, to get to Samaria. So typically what the Jews used to do, in order to avoid going through, they would go around the Jordan River to avoid them. In other words, they wanted to take the scenic route. And sometimes we don't realize when we have to go through something, sometimes we got to go back to go through. Here's the highlight there, because they were trying to avoid something. I'm going to tell you something. You can't avoid certain things. You must go through. Especially when it's a divine appointment. What we don't realize, we can't get around or dodge hardship sometimes. Sometimes you got to go through hardship so you can appreciate the good shit. So the Jews try to avoid. Let me take the scenic route. It's longer. How much gas you going to waste going through the scenic route? I want to take the highway because that'll take me right to Samaria. But in order for me to go to Samaria, I got to go through to get there. Do you remember people, places, and things? So Jesus was intentional about meeting this woman at the well. One thing Jesus did do was avoid her situation. Jesus wasn't the strong. In fact, some people call him an agitator because he knew how to go against the grain. When others was avoiding her, he said, no, I'm going to embrace that. And it's because of the fact of her lifestyle, she came in the sixth hour, which was the heat of the day, the most uncomfortable day to try to draw someone from a well. Jesus said, no, shucks, man. I got a special encounter with this woman, so I need to go through. So I'm going to back up. I'm going to do a U-turn, but I'm going to go straight through. Because in other words, I'm not taking the scene, bro. I'm going through. Now, there's some people who are telling me when they leave Pennsylvania to get to Georgia, they go to scenic route. Instead of going through the tolls of Washington, Maryland, and Virginia, they figure they can avoid the tolls. But what they don't know is that they're wasting more gas going around the scenic route. I thought it was a good idea until I realized you're talking about an extra 3 more hours.
Yeah.
Not worth it. Just pay the toll. That was the reason why they created the toll, so you could go through. So Jesus decided to go through. He says, I don't want to go around the back streets on the back door. Some of you got to be very careful that you got to face your demons head on.
Yes.
Don't go the scenic route because you're not going to be able to avoid this. Some things you got to face in the eye. Matter of fact, don't let the enemy bully you to make you go back door. Because what it shows is that you're trying to hide from your circumstance. You're trying to hide from that addiction.
Yes, Lord.
So instead of you going straight through it, knocking that demon right on his neck, just go through. I want to tell somebody, you just got to go through now. Maybe you have to back up. But just go through. Go through him. Because he ain't going to leave you until you go through it.
So Jesus didn't care about how the Jews thought about the Samaritans. Because by all means, he was not prejudiced. He just said, I am not going to see the crowd when I got an appointment. Because Jesus knew he needed to be there by 12 noon. So in order for him to get there by 12 noon, he had to go through. Because if he'd have went another way, then he would have got there by 1. Maybe even 2. Therefore, he would have missed the appointment. So it wasn't like she was coming to him. He was coming to her. Isn't it lovely when you think you don't deserve him? He'll come right to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
The least likely one, that he'll go right to you. It was almost like the man, the centurion man. He says, Lord, come and heal my servant. And Jesus says, let's go. He says, no, don't come, because my house is unworthy. Jesus already knew that. But the reason why Jesus was willing to go is because of his faith. We ain't applying that. If we can apply faith, you may not be living altogether love. Jesus said, look at this man. He got more faith than more than the Israelites can have. So Jesus had an appointment with this woman at the well. All means he went to Samaria to do it. Jesus traveled 3 days just to get to her. Oh, man. In other words, he went the distance. When the last time you've been a distance for somebody? When it's most uncomfortable, when you don't want to deal with the individual because it's inconvenient. So you went out your way to take the scenic route so you couldn't miss the appointment. Because then you have a reason to justify why you missed it. But Jesus says, no, I am going back. I'm a backup, my little donkey, and I'm going to go through. I'm going to pay these tolls because it's worth it. And so in order for me to get to Georgia, at the time sensitive, at 12 noon, I need to go through Washington, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina to get to Georgia. I hope you guys told me. Let me read this here. So verse 3, he says, he left Judea and he parted again to Galilee. But he needed, you see, look at this word. He needed to go through Samaria. In other words, he knew the need was great. He knew the need was great because the fact is everybody around us avoided this woman. Oftentimes, while we do certain things that we do, it's because we don't know who we are. And that's the truth of the matter. And so what we do, we start to belittle ourselves and we feel like we're no longer needed. So what she did was, let me go and let me start to let down my chalk so I can get this water without making sure nobody's around at this time of the day. In other words, let me go to the supermarket when it's getting ready to close because not much people want to be. Because I already know my neighbors down the street, they're going to be in there this time of the day. So let me make sure I don't go to the supermarket this time of the day because I'm trying to avoid this neighbor. Let me make sure I go when the store's closed. Hopefully I can get what I need to get and get out. So that's what she did. She went in the 6th hour, which was the heat of the day. But I tell you what, though, she met the heater of the day. And his name was Jesus. Man, I'm telling you, he just knew what he wanted. When you go about your business, think about this now. The Father must reveal to him, you need to go through Samaria. I don't know if he had anything on his schedule, but certainly he just, whatever he did, he erased it for her. Because that soul was more important than anybody at that time. I love the fact that Jesus can go out his way to save me when I know I didn't deserve it. Man, he didn't leave. Man, I don't buy it. He didn't leave you either. How do I know it? Because you're standing.
Yes, sir.
I got proof in the pudding. That he's alive, man. And so he decided to go for backed up, and he told his disciples, go on without me, because he didn't need them to have church. What he wanted to do was to have this woman have an experience, because if he wanted to have church, he would have the disciples follow him and watch what he was getting ready to do. He told them, go on. I don't need no church folk around me right now. This woman needed an encounter. And if she can't get, sometimes you can't get your deliverance because somebody's watching.
Yes.
You know, man, I'm telling you, the bishop I was under, what we used to do, when the souls come to the altar,
And he said, take the men and one woman and woman and the other. Because sometimes people can't just get free in front of people. Why? Because people just sitting there spectating. They ain't thinking about it. They just trying to see what that woman got. What kind of, how many demons you got? You worrying about what somebody else got. Sitting there, you sitting there watching how somebody getting delivered. I mean, and that's exactly the kind of move we're going to make. We're going to make sure women feel secure, men feel secure, so they can leave and go to a separate room. And we need some anointed ministers to make sure they lay some hands and speak into people's lives.
Amen. That's it.
Does everybody want to show? And then I'm so thankful that he didn't bring his disciples with him. Because some of them, man, they didn't have some best for them. Man, they was already out getting money. He told them, just go on, meet me. Because he didn't want to have church there. In fact, church wasn't even birthed to act. So he wanted that woman to have an experience. What about you? Do you want an experience? What was the last, if you even had an experience? You've been to church all your life. How come you never had an experience? Why? Why? You've been serving all these years, but you have never had an experience? Something's wrong with that picture. Because the house wasn't conducive for the spirit of the Lord to move. But we didn't know no different. We wanted to play church. We knew the time of the day. Service starts at 12, we there. And so that woman, she got there at the right time, not knowing her appointment to change her destiny. Yeah. Sir, you must be a prophet. Because how do you know my personal business? The one you with now ain't your husband. Because she left her husband to be with somebody else.
Why?
But he told her, you had five.
Yes.
He just exposed everything about her.
He got it.
This is the kicker though now. He had the attire of a Jew. So she knew they really couldn't stand it. So she's looking. I know you can't stand me. Why are you in my company? Because let me tell you something, Jesus will send an unlikely person to you when you be suspected.
Amen.
He'll make the person that you thought hit your guts black. When he told him Psalms 110, he says, El Elyon, I'll make your enemies your footstool. The least likely one will come and bless you. Because you got an appointment coming to you, sir. And it's going to be least likely that's going to come your way. You're not even going to know the time of the day, but you're going to be at the right place at the right time, and it's going to happen. It's going to be called what? A divine appointment. I hope you receive that. And if you where you need to be, you may not even have no intentions that you were looking for a blessing. That's what you call uncommon. Something that woman had to do for Jesus to go on his way and travel the way he did, back up, go through to get to her. People, places, and things. Boy, I love it. Because you don't know who you are assigned to, God. And sometimes we don't know who's assigned to us. But if we where we need to be, Junior, man, I'm telling you, it'll bump you. All of a sudden, can I tell you something? Sometimes you can find yourself in a situation like you, in other words, you can be laid up in the hut. Why am I here? Because God says, I need you to meet somebody. It's a divine appointment. It's coming your way, Courtney. It's called a divine appointment. Man, you're going to look at trying to figure out how you're going to make this work, how you're going to make that work, how you're going to line this up. God says, I'm going to send somebody, and it's going to be called a divine appointment. And you're going to come back to this message. One day you're going to be like, oh, my God. Because the person's going to go out their way for you. And you're going to try to figure out why. In your mind, they didn't like you. But what happened is the Lord says, I'm making a bless you. How do you like me now? And so the thing is, she assumed, understandably, you a Jew, I'm a Samaritan. I'm black, you white. There's no way you like me. I'm poor, you rich. What you got to do with me? But the appointment stood. Jesus put it on his calendar date, whatever that date was. He made sure he had to go through to get to her in spite of what he had. He could have changed his clothes.
if he wants. But he put those clothes on for a reason because he knew how she was going to perceive him. And what broke the ice was the husband you have now is not yours.
Mm.
So now that opened up a dialogue between this Jew and this Samaritan. There was a language barrier. There was an opposite team. But at that point, they had something in common. He knew about her. And now she finding out something about him. You have no husband, I perceive you a prophet. You have no husband, I perceive you a prophet. I don't think y'all quite getting this. Man, listen, when God getting ready to move, he moves in a divine way. I call it an unusual. It's not something you was ready for, but when it comes, you're like, oh, shucks, you prayed for it. Don't forget about the prayer, but said, God said, I didn't. I wonder, did this Samaritan woman pray? And ask them and ask God to change. Keep in mind now, she was a lineage of Jacob's. Remember, Jacob sold that well. Samaritans ended up with it. So she knew something about God. So just because she was in a predicament she was in doesn't mean she didn't know who he was. Maybe she prayed, maybe that was her day. And God heard it, so God sent his son. Go through Samaria. Son, you got an appointment today. There's going to be a woman waiting at the well who's been sleeping around with people's husband. In fact, she's living with somebody now that's not her husband. I could believe that Jesus was getting this revelation as he was going through. God, you got to look at the content behind things. When you start reading certain things, you don't see it for what it is. But behind the scenes, I bet the Lord is revealing to him about this woman. Maybe Jesus just didn't want to go that day. Is it possible because of the travel or what it was going to take in that sunny day? Keep in mind, it's the heat of the day. It's 12 noon. You got to make sure you meet this woman at this well at this time. Time sensitive. Don't avoid it. Don't go back. Don't go around. Go straight through that demon, son. And face him head on, because he won't leave you alone until you do it. He's going to keep riding your back unless you face him head on. Head-on collision is one of the most dangerous accidents. But I'm going to face him head on. I'm not going to back out and wean out of this fight. After David told Goliath, you uncircumcised Philistine, you come to me with this, but I'm going to come to you with a sling and a shot. Oh, man, and then what happened? Goliath fell because he faced them head on. Everybody's running from him, but little old David says, no, I'm facing you. And sometimes you just got to face your problem, even when you don't want to face it. Yes, it's uncomfortable. I could imagine she's sitting around a Jew, and he's telling her all her personal business. I bet she was scratching her head. I didn't put this on Facebook. You just don't know you did. I didn't put this on. Yes, you did. You just don't know you did. You pray and you ask God, and God delivered me to get to you to let you know he's ready to change your life. I'm ready to give you the living water. He didn't even have any drink. Yeah, he was worried, but he was really trying to fill her up. Man, look at the beautiness of this. This woman was going from house to house to house to house to house, trying to avoid all of the neighbors that she possibly can, because it was embarrassing for her to go through what she was going through. That's one of the times that God will bless you when you feel less than. That day is your day. It ain't when you're feeling empowered that he'll come through. It's when you're feeling so less that you don't feel like you deserve to be in his presence. That's why God didn't take his disciples, because he said, no church today. It's an experience. I want an experience. What about me? Stop playing church. Church ain't going to save me today. I need an experience. Here comes Jesus with his robe and his gown. She knew he was a Jew.
bet on God Almighty. Lord knows, I mean, God says, I can use anybody, unlikely person that you least likely expect for me to send them your way. You have no idea. God is getting ready to do. I'm telling you, if you can get hold of some things, that there's certain appointments that are set up for you. But you got to go through. Because if you keep avoiding it, going through the scenic route, you're going to keep missing your point. Go through. Go through. What I can't afford to go through these tolls. Neither can you go afford to go through the scenic route. You know how much gas you're going to keep wasting? How much time you losing? Oh, God, I thank you so far. Let us know. Yeah, God, we thank you. Yeah, we don't show the one talk to Lisa. We're not going to back out no more. No, we're going to have courage. We're not going to back out. We're not going to dodge. We're going to go through this. We're going to go through this process. We're not going to dodge. We're not going to take the scenic route. Can I tell you, when you take the scenery off, that's longer than your blessing? That's why I like using waves versus Google Maps. Waves will show you another turn. Talk to the same. Talk to the same. Possibly, that's crazy. This is your time to take this thing head on. Don't run from it. Don't back out. Don't go to see it, but face it head on. Whatever that is, face it head on, because you'll never overcome it. As long as you keep dodging, as long as you keep backing away from it, it's going to keep looking at you in the eye until you face it. Whatever that is. Because it's uncomfortable going to see it. I don't want to see danger. I want to get to my destination. After a while, that gets boring. When God got an appointment for you, he wants you to get there quicker than you want. And some of y'all got some appointments waiting for you. And it's going to happen in due season. So you're thinking about this woman and Jesus, but I'm telling you, on modern day, there's an appointment coming y'all way. And it's going to be least of it when you expect. Now, what we got to do is expect it and be prepared and posture ourselves and get ready for it. I'm not going to take the scene because that's too long. Some of y'all stuff, you know, but if you wait too long, stuff will start getting cut off. Naturally and spiritually. So you need to move faster with this. And watch this. He went out his way to get to her. He didn't go out his way to get to her. In other words, she didn't really have to put much for her, but just come out of the heat of the day like she typically do anything. She did this for a living. She's been doing this for a while. This wasn't her first time coming out of noon. It was just her first time meeting Jesus. Yeah. The difference is sometimes we don't know what Jesus is meeting us. We pass him by all the time because he don't look attractive. Let me tell you something. Jesus is never recognized. He's always been. You're not going to notice him if you bump into him right now. Some of you don't even realize you bumped into some of your angels and didn't even know that was there. The crazy part about it, sometimes we look that nose at, didn't even realize that was there. We don't even realize sometimes we go through tests. When you see a stranger, you never know who could detain you. Could be a stranger of the Lord at that given second. She met a stranger that day. But the only reason why he reveals himself to her by telling her in person, she could have dodged, could have went the other way. No, sir, you got me all twisted. I'm married, I'm happy. And I'm with my husband, and we got children. But the conviction was so strong, she couldn't run from it. That's some of us today. We are running. And we avoid it. So, for instance, if a pastor comes and says some things, you want to try to avoid it. Why? Because I don't want to deal with it. I'm going to go to see the Bible, which means it's going to take you longer to get what you need to go. because you just did it your way. Amen. Mm-hmm. But the Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, sir.
No man can get to the Father but by me.
Amen.
In other words, if you try to go around Jesus, you're taking a scenic route. But if you come to Jesus, you're taking a oh man, I'm getting in my bag right
now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
This is your moment. This is your time. This is called a divine appointment. Some of you want to make appointments when it suits you. But this is going to be an appointment one day that you're not going to be able to afford. Some of us don't want to give our life to Jesus until we might get sick in the bed and we know that our life is on the line. But some of us not going to make it because all we got to do is drop dead just like that. That was your chance. Our life is on the line. Some of us not going to ever get heads up on what we're going to leave with. Unfortunately, some people get heads up because they know they're slow to leave. So it gives them a chance to get their life together. But all of us are not going to be fortunate enough. But right now, there's an appointment that's waiting for you.
Yes.
And that appointment for some of you is to give your life to Jesus. Because if you leave out of here and you go into an accident and you lose your life, that is it right there for you. And the Lord will say, well, did you obey that message? It's only a heaven or hell. There's some things we just not going to be able to avoid. Death is one of those things. Not some people right now. Some people have never given their life to Jesus for the first time. This is your chance now. This is your appointment now. The Lord says, I'm meeting you right where you are. If you're feeling any conviction, then I'm talking to you. Don't harden your heart. All you have to do is say, yes, I'm ready to receive Jesus as my Lord. Now, some of you got some other appointments. You've been disobedient and you're doing it your way. But today is your day. You can shorten up the blessings by going it this way, or you can extend it by going it your own way, which means it's going to take you much longer to get there. Life is precious. If I asked any one of you right now, do you know the day you're going to leave here? None of y'all would say no because you don't know the answer to that. And neither do I. But let's take the approach that today could be our last day. Let's take that approach. Just one second. Just imagine. Just one moment. Just think about this. Let me be intentional. This could be my last day. What am I going to do? Now, you can have your job for the rest of your hours, but you got to still answer to that when you need it. Anybody want to give their life to Jesus? Let me close their eyes for the first time. Some people say, well, Pastor, I'm going to give my life to Jesus, but are you walking with him? Are you taking a scenic path, or are you coming his way? I want to give my life to Jesus for the very first time. And maybe you have given your life to Jesus, but something somewhere down the line, you just walked away. Because you thought that dating thing wasn't enough. When he proposed to you, you said no, because it wasn't enough. That ring's still waiting. He ready to marry you. He says, I'll marry a backslider in a heartbeat, no matter what you've been doing. You could have just got out of somebody else's bed this morning. The Lord said, I can still save you.
Thank you, Father.
You could have cussed your fiance out or your spouse out. I still save you.
Yes, Father.
You could have beat your child like it was crazy, but I still save you.
Yes, Father.
You could have used the worst drug possible, but I still come and save you. In other words, there's no sin that you can do that he will come and make this appointment. The blessing is, though, right now, we got the opportunity to make this conscious decision. I need to give my life to Jesus because my life ain't promised not to be out of here, and it's over for me. That's what you call, my friend, a funeral, not a celebration. Anybody want to give their life to Jesus? I have some people right now online. Maybe you can stick your thumbs up so we can pray with you the Lord's Prayer. I may have some people here, you know, they said to your pastor, you know, I ain't really doing my best. I should give God more than what I've been given. I'm not really living the way God wants me to live. I'm living beneath my privileges as a God-given child. I'm supposed to be an heir, not a bastard. Here, watch this, though. The root for where you are right now, all you got to do is come down this altar. You don't have to feel no gas getting here.
It's just a few steps. In fact, what I would do, because I love you so, I'll come and meet you. Just stick your hand in time. Because I don't mind. And the Lord is coming to meet you, so you don't feel by you don't feel alone. Maybe because we are in a gathering of church. And so now this is, sometimes God says, are you ashamed of me? Because one thing is, when you got married, didn't you invite guests? And they sat and watched you at the altar, say your vows to your husband, say your vows to your wife. Well, just think about this. You're getting married, and here's the people watching so they can celebrate.
I love the way that was in. Oh, no.
In other words, I'm saying there's so many different ways for you. Just in case you didn't get it one way, you'll get it this way. In other words, what I'm saying to you, if you leave out of here another way, you won't work. God says, I'm not going to give you no excuse because I already gave the man of God so many different ways. You can give God, give your life to you. I need everybody to keep their heads down just for a moment. Because one thing I noticed is people who love to watch, but I want people to feel free.
Yes,
now, God bless you. So people who are online, what you got to do is get your thumbs up. Nobody watch you. Man, somebody here. Oh, God, yeah, Pastor, I need to give my life to Christ. I need to give it to him. I've been struggling. I've been fighting him. I've been battling him. I've been arguing with him. I've been fussing Jesus out. And I know he loved me so. But I've been giving that man a hard time for no reason. He's been taking good care of me. He gave me a great job. He gave me good people that love me. And I've been fighting him and fighting him. And I really don't want to give my life to him. I don't know why. Surrendering is one of the most challenging things. Anybody want to feel that way? Stick their hands up for me. Just stick your hands up saying, you know what? I really need to do it this way. I haven't been doing it this way. Then come meet me at this moment. There's some people who want to join this church, and please somebody keep an eye on that on our online platform to see to make sure somebody want to join the church, Divine Contact Ministry, and this is the church that you feel like you've been connected to, God is feeding you. Come on and be serious. One more minute before we go into our announcements, and we go straight to our community. I'm going to give you 59 seconds. Count that. Hallelujah. Come on, celebrate. No, your life is on the line. That's not one thing you want to play. I don't want to gamble, right? Anybody want to join this ministry? You are welcome to join this ministry. We would love to have you. We're going to love up on you. We're going to pray for you. We are here for you. Satan lost again.
Yes.
I'll give up on this.
And I pray, God, in the name of Christ Jesus, that you have your way in this household, that you will bless it many times over.
Yes, Father.
I thank you for a unified household.
Yes, Father.
A unified man.
Yes, Lord.
A holy man. A powerful man. A marriage made from heaven.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we cover them in your name, Jesus. Lord, be Lord of everything they have and everything they own. In Jesus' name, amen. Celebrate. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Don't tell me 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. don't work. Don't tell me. If anybody tells me that, I'm going to tell you on face live. Uncommon prayer first.
Yes, Lord.
That's how we're going to get out of that condition. Amen.
Thank
we're going to get ready for our announcement.